stopping the oscillating mind and fixing one's intelligence in samadhi. As long as the mind is chasing after the mirage of the material pleasures in this world, the mind is never going to become pacified. It is always oscillating. Just like if somebody has left a very costly shoes at the gate, when they come to take darshan, there is a anxiety that I may lose my shoes. So one's mind is hooked there. Or somebody is traveling in a train, you kept a luggage in the berth and you have some costly valuable in your bag, then you cannot sit down peacefully or sleep peacefully. Your whole mind is focused on that. Who is coming, who is going, who is touching my luggage? In the same manner, there are so many luggages and knots in this world that keep our minds hooked. Because we feel those objects can give us happiness. Because those objects promise happiness at least. Kutra shisha shruti sukha mrigatrishni rupa. Prahlad says, shruti sukha. At least you have heard that they will give you happiness. So as long as these pockets are pulling our mind remains absorbed in the idea that there are many things in this world which can give me happiness. But in order to completely destroy this misconception, Lord Krishna in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna, Mamu petetu punajanma dukkhalayama shashvatam napnumanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramamgata. My dear Arjuna, in this world, no one can become happy. It's a world of misery. And only those who come back to me can become happy. And Arjuna may wonder, but what about heavenly planets? Subsequently, Krishna says, Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartano Arjuna. Even if you go to heaven, from the topmost planet in the material world down to the hell, all the planets are places of misery. Subsequently, Krishna goes on to say about the pralaya in order to convince Arjuna that the whole material world is destroyed by Mahapralaya. And even in between also, you cannot be peaceful because there are small pralayas happening at different times. How can one be peaceful in such a world which is also temporary at the same time, which doesn't allow one to live peacefully? That is why great devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he glorifies the Lord's holy name, he says, Krishna nama sudha kuriya paan judavo bhakati vinoda praan nama vina kichu nahito aru chauda bhuvana maje. He's saying, in all these 14 worlds, I haven't found anything purposeful or meaningful or valuable other than the holy name. He says, there are only two spiritual truths in this material world, the jiva and the holy name. That's all, he says. There is nothing else meaningful in this world. Like Narada says, tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad brahmatama paryadah. When you wander in this world from top to bottom, again and again, in millions of lifetimes, there is nothing purposeful to search after other than the holy name. Why? Because the oscillating mind can come to a resting state or peaceful state only when it focuses on a spiritual object. Because spiritual object is imperishable, it is vastava vastu, and the mind will become calm, calm, cool and collected and satisfied completely when the mind is able to relish Manmana Abhav Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskur, as Krishna says. Other than Krishna, the Krishna Itara can never satisfy the soul. At least we should be theoretically convinced about this when we are trying to chant the holy name. Chanting holy name is very difficult, but there is no alternative. Because chasing after the objects of this world is never going to satisfy us. Any wise person will perform chanting as an austerity, knowing pretty well that although it may be a bit difficult in approaching the holy name, there is no better shelter than the holy name in this material world, because the holy name alone can uplift one to the platform of absorption in Krishna. And absorption in Krishna is a worthy endeavor, because that alone can satisfy the soul. Yatma suprasidati. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nama bina kichunahi to aru chauda bhuvana maje. I didn't find any valuable thing in all the 14 worlds other than the holy name of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desiratis, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen condition souls.